By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain how AI assistants can support everyday office work, identify common risks when using AI-generated content, describe why human judgment remains important, discuss which tasks can be supported by AI and which require human responsibility from the beginning, apply a practical workflow for using AI more carefully at work. Many workplaces are exploring how AI assistants can help employees work more efficiently. These tools can generate text, suggest ideas, summarize information, and support routine tasks. As a result, workers may save time and focus on more complex work. However, using AI effectively is not simply a question of accepting whatever it produces. AI-generated content can appear professional and convincing, even when it contains problems. Because of this, workers need both technical skills and good judgment. A useful workplace discussion is not whether AI is completely good or completely bad. A more practical question is, which tasks can be supported by AI and which tasks need human responsibility from the beginning? Have you ever used an AI assistant for work or study? What did you use it for? Which office tasks take the most time in your experience? If an AI system writes something that sounds professional, do you automatically trust it? Why or why not? What kinds of information should people be careful about sharing online? AI assistants are often most useful when they support routine office work. They can help workers draft emails, summarize notes, brainstorm options, rewrite unclear text, prepare meeting questions, check routine documents. For example, a worker might have rough notes from a meeting. An AI assistant can organize those notes into a clearer summary. A teacher might use AI to generate possible discussion questions. A customer service worker might use it to rewrite a message so that it sounds clearer and more professional. In many cases, AI works best as a starting point rather than a finished product. It can help people move more quickly from a blank page to a first draft. The worker can then improve the result based on their knowledge and goals. When used carefully, AI can reduce time spent on repetitive tasks and allow people to focus on communication, planning, and decision-making. One of the most important challenges with AI is that its output can sound confident even when it has problems. AI-generated content may be incomplete, outdated, biased, vague, wrong. This creates a special workplace risk. People often judge information partly by how it sounds. If a report is written clearly and professionally, readers may assume that the content is accurate. However, polished language does not guarantee good thinking. Imagine that an AI assistant creates a summary of a project. The summary may look organized and persuasive, yet it could leave out important details or present unclear information as if it were certain. A busy worker might accept the text without checking it carefully. For this reason, employees should not evaluate AI output only by its style. They should also evaluate its accuracy, completeness, and relevance to the original source. Good users understand that a confident tone is not evidence that the content is correct. AI can be helpful, but workers must also protect sensitive information. Sensitive information should not be entered into unapproved tools. Examples of sensitive information include customer data, employee records, passwords, private health details, unreleased financial numbers, confidential contracts. This principle is important because workplaces often handle information that should remain protected. Even when a task seems simple, workers should think carefully about what information they are sharing. For example, a worker may want help drafting an email about a customer issue. Instead of entering customer data, the worker can remove identifying details and focus on the general situation. The goal is not to avoid AI completely. The goal is to use it in a way that respects workplace rules and protects important information. Even when AI provides useful suggestions, human judgment remains essential. People are still needed for final decisions, unclear facts, sensitive cases, tone, fairness, responsibility. A worker should be able to explain why an AI suggestion was accepted, changed, or rejected. This ability demonstrates understanding and accountability. Consider a difficult workplace message. An AI assistant may generate several possible drafts. However, deciding which message is fair, appropriate, and effective requires human judgment. The same is true when facts are uncertain or when the consequences of a mistake are significant. responsibility cannot simply be transferred to a tool. If a decision affects customers, employees, or important business activities, people must evaluate the information and make the final judgment. The most valuable workers are often not those who accept every AI suggestion. They are the ones who know when to trust a suggestion, when to improve it, and when to reject it completely. Many workplace problems can be reduced by following a simple process. A practical workflow is: define the task, remove sensitive details, ask for a draft or options, check the output against the source, improve it, ask a person to review high-risk parts. Each step has a purpose. Defining the task helps the AI focus on a clear objective. Removing sensitive details protects important information. Asking for drafts or options encourages exploration rather than blind acceptance. Checking the output against the source is especially important. Workers should compare the AI response with the original notes, documents, or facts. If there are differences, they should investigate them. After improving the content, workers should identify any high-risk sections and ask another person to review them. Human review provides an additional layer of judgment and quality control. This workflow encourages efficiency without giving up responsibility. Individual judgment is important, but teams also need clear rules. Good team rules should identify approved tools, banned data, review steps, escalation moments, a simple way to report mistakes without blame. Approved tools help employees know what they can use. Banned data helps them understand what information must stay out of certain systems. Review steps make expectations clear. Escalation moments are situations where additional attention or approval is needed. These moments help workers recognize when a task is becoming more sensitive or risky. An important part of workplace culture is the ability to report mistakes without blame. If employees are afraid to speak up, problems may remain hidden. A simple reporting process encourages learning and improvement. Strong team rules do not replace human judgment. Instead, they support workers by providing guidance for common situations. Read the situation and answer the question. A worker wants help preparing a meeting. They remove sensitive details from their notes and ask an AI assistant to create discussion questions. The AI produces a clear list. Before the meeting, the worker compares the questions with the original notes, edits several of them, and asks a colleague to review the most important topics. Question: did the worker follow the practical workflow well? Explain your answer using at least 3 steps from the workflow. What are 3 examples of office tasks that AI assistants can help with? Which task from this section would be most useful in your work or studies, and why? Why can fluent and professional language create a workplace risk when using AI? Have you ever read something that sounded convincing but later turned out to be inaccurate? What happened? Name 2 examples of sensitive information that should not be entered into unapproved tools. Why do you think employees sometimes forget to consider data sensitivity when they are trying to work quickly? What should a useful worker be able to explain about an AI-generated suggestion? Which is more difficult, creating a first draft or judging whether a draft is good enough? Why? According to the workflow, what should happen before a person reviews high-risk parts? Which step in the workflow do you think people are most likely to skip? Why? What are 2 elements that good team rules should include? Why is it important to have a simple way to report mistakes without blame? You could mention defining the task, removing sensitive details, asking for a draft or options, checking the output against the source, improving the result, asking another person to review high-risk parts. AI assistants can be valuable workplace tools. They can help people draft emails, summarize notes, brainstorm ideas, rewrite text, prepare questions, and check routine documents. Used well, they can save time and support productivity. At the same time, AI output can sound confident even when it is incomplete, outdated, biased, vague, or wrong. This means that workers must evaluate content carefully rather than trusting it automatically. Protecting sensitive information is another important responsibility. Workers should avoid entering sensitive information into unapproved tools and should follow workplace guidance. Most importantly, human judgment remains central. People are responsible for final decisions, difficult situations, fairness, tone, and accountability. AI can support work, but responsibility still belongs to humans. As you think about AI in the workplace, consider this question: which tasks can be supported by AI and which tasks need human responsibility from the beginning.